So the continuous reproduction of designer objects and then directing our attention to those objects to receive our unhappiness, our rage, our fury, is key to the continued existence of class, of power, of rule. And it's important for us to begin to see that with each false step we make in our attempts to discover what's true, because that's another necessary part of us that power has been trying to massage and manage and control, is our need to know the truth. I mean, the puzzle we discover at birth, literally, of the unhappiness around us never leaves us. We are always trying to figure that one out. We always want to know the truth. What is going on around us? And with each false step we make in our attempts to discover what's true, you know, when we latch on to one of these designer objects for our fury that power offers us and decide that's it, and that can confuse us and misdirect us for a lifetime, you know, getting stuck in, for lack of a better word, identity politics of claiming one's special group as better than all the others. I mean, and that's a mindset that power salivates over our getting. That's exactly what they want us to be, it for a lot of reasons, including that it reinforces their sense of righteous adherence to righteous preference of their designer group, you know, the Plato's tribe. So once, I mean, so our attempts, our false attempts to uncover what's true, add to the falseness, the false picture we're given, and therefore to our unconscious fury and the general confusion, which thickens our chains, strengthens our cage, bolsters power's illusion. So the false reality we're given serves many purposes for power. It sets us up to self-contain. It allows power to discharge its hate, as its construction is also its unconscious reenactment of its early childhood experience of abuse, abandonment, and betrayal. And its construction is a prison, a physical, spiritual, and mental containment of its quote-unquote subject populations, us, all aspects of us, we commoners, our minds, bodies, and spirits. It strips us. It strips our mind of its thought process, strips our body of its earth root, strips our spirit of its empathy. And its construction is power's strategy for smashing our wholeness continuously, all aspects of us, our minds, bodies, and spirits, via its social institutions, which, in being self-reflective, cements in place the totalitarian structure, which is the physical manifestation of its hate. It's being stripped of feeling. All the elements of power's control of us hinge on this falseness, and so necessarily, then, all the elements for achieving our freedom hinge on our clear vision, our accurate analysis, our incisive seeing, and solid possession of the true story, the authentic explanation of the reality we see around us and the facts we are given, so we can design effective strategies, successful practices, and inspire by them others to join with us. For instance, when we clearly get that the point of the system is to dispose of or use our human energy as it sees fit to manage us as a resource called service, we get that their sole obsession is making us obedient, governable, so they can realize their purpose and create the Republic. We've been trained to think fascism has nothing to do with this project, that these guys went away with Nazism. Not so much. And then we get that there is conscious planning behind events, that the result is the intention. So when U.S. tax dollars to support Afghan troops against the Taliban, and this could easily, as an aside here, be this could easily be made into a game of state corruption, Mad Libs, because the single idea winnow your population takes a disheartening number of forms all over the world, such that a handful of quote-unquote winner states are allowed to represent for the qualities we're conditioned to think constitute progress and civilization as they quietly winnow their population, while the rest are used to help silence the dissent among the winners. So when U.S. tax dollars to other militaries and police in the so-called peripheries and beyond disappear into that vast sink, state corruption, we read this as an illustration of the phrase, war is always war on us, whether they blow us up with guns or markets. And now we can add, or with hidden weaponry used clandestinely. And by the way, does it not display the most utter and crass contempt for us? As if we don't know that they have rail guns that take out ships, or that they peddle EMF weapons at police events. And wouldn't you think the possibility of EMF weapons would be automatically eliminated? You know, those signs of swelling from mucus generation in the face, head, chest, and legs, and whatever chemical test of body fluids that's definitive? Wouldn't you think it would be automatically eliminated, this possibility, in the case of a Supreme Court justice? That this could be written about the investigation into the death of Antonin Scalia, that, quote, there were no signs of foul play, so obviously he had died of natural causes, concluded the judge, who decided no autopsy needed. You see how easy it is for them to wipe out anybody, even a Supreme Court justice, if they so choose. They just need plausible deniability, which they have with HAE, which is a rare disease, we are told, and I still don't know how recent a discovery this is. HAE, discussed in our January 17, 2016 show, which stands for hereditary angio or heart edema, abnormal accumulation of fluid in the tissue spaces, cavities, or joint capsules of the body. For EMF-related deaths, that is, if you ignore other symptoms like ear ringing and that electrical paralysis that seizes the muscles, and given a sympathetic doctor. Advanced age, of course, is automatic plausible deniability for EMF-related deaths. If you're over 79, you're overdue for a visit from the deaf men, Plato's tribesmen, a prime candidate for the meat wagon in these guys' eyes. And why, in any specific instance of their sculpting process? When there's no repercussions, it don't take much. It's just their whim and their sculpting process, their image, their vision of what they want the world to look like. But in this instance, it could be he was sympathetic to our right to pursue happiness, which we were just discussing in the show previous, along with the censoring of Sebastian de Grazia. Everything about this system of lies and fraud is wrong. It's not a thing we want any part of.